Max is the name. Nice apron. Look, why don't you give me your phone number, and I'll call you sometime.
Sorry, but I'm not interested.
Oh, you married?
No.
Gay?
No.
No phone?
Excuse me, those folks waiting for their gazpacho.
Can you believe that? A married gay guy with no phone.
Hey, Ben. Would you be a con to come to prom with me? With your broken leg?
I mean, my leg's broken.
My prom's in a month. Worry about it then.
I don't know.
You get a pussy?
What?
You get a pussy?
No.
Yes, you are. Yes.
No, bro.
I'm in a fucking slut costume. You better say yes at this point. He's a bitch, guys. Are you kidding me? I got kicked out of Catholic for this.
Would you make out with a virgin right now?
Right now? I definitely would. If he's down, yeah.
I can, man. I was talking to somebody over there.
They're not looking, buddy. They're not looking.
Huh?
They're not looking.
Nah, I can't. That ass, sorry. Sorry, I can't. I was talking to somebody over there. Sorry.
No, you good? You good?
Sorry, bro.
Okay, we like hugs. He's an asshole.
Oh, you think he's an asshole, eh?
Weird vibes. It was super awkward.
He wasn't confident in himself at all.
He's like, I'll give you a hug, and I'm like, sir.
That's not why he's here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's like, I have a girl over there. I'm like, okay, bye. Yeah.
Oh, he flexed on you, eh?
Hard.
Women can't handle rejection. Yes, they can't. Look at that Andrew Tate clip, for example. If I told you that was the girl that set him up, would you believe it? Because he rejected you, you start looking for a way to ruin his life. If you're a man, and you have all six in check, 6 rock abs, 6 feet tall, 6-figure income, those women are coming for you. Be prepared. They'll seduce you, they'll force themselves on you, they'll try to violate you. When you reject them, they start calling you gay, calling you a misogynist. You'll lose everything. You'll lose your confidence, your money. Some women even go to the extent of lying that a man forced her into having sex just because he rejected her. I saw a tweet about a man who was locked in jail for 28 years because a woman dreamt that he forced her into having sex. It might be out of context, but what a crazy world we live in, right? Yes, the woman will be allowed to go scot-free for the false allegation. Back to the topic. I can remember, I think it was 2 years ago, a woman came on Twitter and started ranting that a guy forced her into having sex. The tweet had a lot of likes and retweets. The guy couldn't do anything. His whole life was falling apart right before his eyes. He did what we call self-deletion. The true story was he rejected her proposal online, but she couldn't handle the rejection. She put her account into private mode and went on with her life. She's probably going to turn it back to public mode and do the same for any 10 out of 10 guys she sees. Why can't these girls handle rejection? It's because they think they're the master of the dating structure. They believe that we can't reject them. People say they're the gatekeepers of sex, which I believe is not entirely true. The better males and toxic feminists force us to believe this. This is what caused these women to act the way they act. The better males have given them a lot of power to the extent that they feel entitled to every good thing the world has to offer. A random 6 chick approaches me in public and says she likes me. I say no, now I'm gay. Now I'm a body shamer. Now I'm misogynistic. When a woman gets rejected an imaginary wall comes up. Just so you know, this imaginary wall was built by better males. The imaginary wall is there to defend the woman against any emotional attack. This is because these women feel they're not meant to feel bad about themselves. They believe they're perfect and should always get what they want. You tell her no, she starts eating you up in public. I mean, we men get rejected most of the time. And what do? We disappear for 6 months. Monk mode, as we call it. We hit the gym, focus on our business, eat good food, become successful, and then we enter the dating sphere again if we wish to get laid. Like I said before, if you're a 10 out of 10 guy, if you have your life figured out, like I always say, you don't have to be tall and handsome to be a 10. Kevin Hart is a 10. We have many short, successful men out there that are 10s. If you focus on your purpose, work out, and have a hobby, then you're already a 10, my man. So when a woman approaches you in public, run. What did I say? Run like your opponent is Usain Bolt. I don't want you to lose everything you've worked for, all for a 30 seconds conversation. You're not even attracted to her in the first place, so just leave her alone. Like the police always say, anything you say or do will be used against you in the court of law. That's all for today, guys. If you found value in this video, don't forget to smash the like and subscribe button to get more dope content like this every week. Till next time.